It's The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke, and the list keeps growing. Powerful men, executives, directors, actors, accused of sexually assaulting or abusing coworkers. Last week, the New York Times told the story of five women accusing comedian Louis C.K. of sexual misconduct. Since then, the FX network has cut ties with him, so has HBO. And Louis C.K.'s new film, I Love You, Daddy, is not even going to be released. Locally, gatekeepers for arts organizations are asking themselves, when do we cut ties with national artists accused of assault? Do we continue to showcase their work? Well, let's talk about that right now. Dominique Cantwell heads the Bainbridge Performing Arts Center. They decided not to put on a Woody Allen musical. Allen's stepdaughter accused him of sexually abusing her when she was a child. Dominique, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Warren Etheridge curates the Walla Walla Movie Crush Festival. He was a programmer for the Seattle International Film Festival. Good to see you again, Warren.
Nice to see you, Bill.
So, Dominique, you and your team made this decision last month to not stage a Woody Allen musical, Bullets Over Broadway. It was supposed to end your 2017-2018 season. Woody Allen was accused of abusing his 7-year-old daughter, Dylan Farrow. Back in the early 90s, he repeated those. After Harvey Weinstein was accused of sexual harassment, Allen called it a witch hunt. How did you come to the decision to do the play and then not do the play?
Well, when we had the conversation about programming a year ago, the conversation was carried by a cognitive dissonance that I think exists just about everywhere, but particularly, I think, in arts and politics. And it allowed us to divorce the piece from Woody Allen and his purported behavior. But over the course of the last year...
What do you mean? Will you spell out what you mean by that? How did cognitive dissonance allow you to divorce what you knew from putting on a Woody Allen play?
You know, this is something that is really pervasive in the arts. You know, separating the arts and the artists and appreciating the piece, in this case, Bullets Over Broadway, separate from the actions of its creator and letting the art stand on its own. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly part of an ongoing conversation. But that was really sparked over the course of the last year as more and more women have been taking enormous risks to expose a system that's normalized their abuse. And our team realized that we had a part in perpetuating it.
Yeah, and you decided it stops with you in the case of this Woody Allen play. Warren Etheridge, what do you, first of all, I'd like to talk to you too, but any reaction to the decision not to produce Bullets Over Broadway?
I think it's a great decision. I think the bigger question is why it was part of the lineup to begin with. What is the need for Bullets Over Broadway in a theatrical season?
Well, Dominique, you want to answer that?
It's funny because out of the hundreds of responses that we've received, the overwhelming majority have been encouraging, but the loudest voices have actually been those asking us why we had it in the lineup to begin with. I think clearly it's a mistake, but you know, instantaneously people are assailing us for condoning his alleged actions, for not making a stronger statement. You know, even denouncing us by excusing ourselves from a now toxic relationship. And here we are looking around our community, trying to break out of the cycle and suddenly finding ourselves equated with the abusers in several cases. And I think that there's a terrible parallel there. I think on a far more serious scale, certainly, than what we've encountered. You've got people like the state representative in Alabama calling for victims of abuse to be prosecuted for not coming forward sooner because they've allowed a predator to exist. And it shifts the blame in a way that becomes a tremendous obstacle to those who already feel disempowered. So even in the condemnation of the abuser, men like Ed Henry are ensuring a social hierarchy that continues to place primarily women squarely at the bottom. And I think we're trying to send a signal that it's never too late to do the right thing, even if you'll be eviscerated for not having done it sooner.
Warren, you're also making decisions about what films to showcase. Have you ever had a film submitted to a festival you thought, nope, not that one?
Yes.
For a reason like this.
Not because of the artist, but because of the way the content was being presented. I was recently watching a short film which purports to be one that is empowering for females. However, it's made by a straight white male, and the content of which seems very exploitative to me. It's women in the role of tough guy men who go into bars and brawl with people and then have indiscriminate sex in glory holes and other things throughout. And in the end, I just felt dirty. It felt like something that should not be out there.
Well, you have said, Warren, that you're more conflicted than you've ever been about boycotting art and artists.
Yes.
What has you so conflicted?
Woody doesn't have me conflicted, but others have me conflicted. I think there's something different about the perpetual perpetrator of crimes and those who have made mistakes. I get nervous when individual accounts tar the entire individual. In addition to my work programming, I also do work teaching storytelling to combat vets and ex-convicts and abuse survivors, and I am a survivor myself. And people can make choices earlier in their life, wrong choices, and still lead decent lives after that. So I worry that one act, Dustin Hoffman being a jerk for a night, in my mind, is not the same thing as James Toback being an ass for life.
Now, remind me, Dustin Hoffman was accused, that was more of a sexual harassment?
Yes.
Verbal, not...
Verbal, not physical.
Okay. Was it one night? Is that I'm having one trouble
party.
Keeping my one party?
One accusation that I've heard.
Okay,
I mean, maybe more, but that's all I've heard.
Okay, Dominique, what about that? A mistake and a forgivable mistake, or not? What do you think?
You know, I think we recognize that this can be a really slippery slope, and you have to paint this with a very fine brush and look at these pieces on a case-by-case basis in the context of our time and the work. I mean, people have asked, what about Picasso and Hemingway and Joy? Should their work be scrubbed from history? And I think that the answer is no, but I think it's marvelous that we can have a meaningful conversation about where to draw the line and that those are happening in the context of art. I mean, every curator and publisher and consumer has to make their own choices, but this is ours. We're saying the line is drawn here and now, and as we program for the future, it's certainly a part of the meaningful conversation we're having about what we do.
Well, here and now with Woody Allen in your case, but where is your Picasso, Hemingway, Dustin Hoffman, Louis C.K.? I mean, how do you decide what art to bring to your audience?
You know, it's part of a conversation that a lot of us have. We are a community organization, and as a nonprofit, we serve our community. And we're looking at the kinds of conversations that are important to facilitate. Certainly, we don't want to stifle discussion or art. It's exactly the opposite. And so we look at what the benefit ratio is. Certainly, we don't know everything about the creators, but we're doing a lot more to educate ourselves. There's a conscious awakening that's happening. And I don't have all of the answers mm-hmm. now. I don't think any of us do. But unless we're willing to have these conversations and to really listen to one another, we never will.
Warren, Louis C.K., what more thoughts about the line, the decision to make?
You know, Edwin Schlossberg said that the skill of writing is to create a context in which other people can think. I don't care what people think. I just want people to think. And so I want to put art out there in the world on behalf of others that causes them to think. What I worry about is there's a problem with the Woody Allens of the world. Do we need another story about an older white man sleeping with a younger woman? I don't think so. We need work that is actually fresh and new. Before we present these voices of old straight white men again, we can look at alternative voices who are putting something out there that is more useful.
Is it about fresh and new, or is it about condemning? I've decided as a curator that I don't like an older man dating a woman of this age, and therefore, separate from a sexual abuse allegation, I'm going to decide that's not in my theater or in my festival.
You know, I grew up loving Woody Allen, and I love the movie Manhattan. I can't go back and watch it again. I don't want to see it again. I think it'll ruin it for me. I spent an hour in a hotel room with Woody Allen, with his publicist there too, don't panic. Mm. It convinced me at that time, nope, can't do it. I think this man is reprehensible through and through.
An hour with Woody Allen with his publicist was reprehensible? What happened?
Just a conversation. I got the sense of somebody who has no sense of remorse and no real care for humanity. And I think artists, by their very nature, have to be people who are curious and compassionate and want to see the betterment of the human race, not those who are willing to tear it down.
By the way, I got a word about Dustin Hoffman. Apparently, this was over 5 weeks with a 17-year-old high school student working as a production assistant on the TV movie Death of a Salesman. So this is Hollywood Reporter has a big story about it. So not just one party, apparently,
okay.
With Dustin Hoffman.
I'll rethink Dustin.
Rethinking. We're rethinking right now art and artist and audience. And we have Dominique Cantwell here, head of the Bainbridge Performing Arts Center. Warren Etheridge founded, curates Walla Walla Movie Crush Festival. Dominique, what next? What do you what have we learned? What kind of artistic moment do you think we're in with revelation after revelation regarding artists?
Well, I think Warren strikes the right tone. I mean, this has the capacity to be really constructive. Instead of just disavowing, one man, you know, we can really step away from an entire practice now and make room for women and marginalized groups to succeed in a space where they've been systematically suppressed. And I think it speaks volumes about the power of the performing arts that it's such an effective vehicle for this kind of dialogue around something that affects just about everyone. I mean, it's sort of the ultimately accessible vessel for this kind of thing. And it always has been, back to its roots in Greek satire. So it's exciting that 2,500 years later, it's still serving that purpose.
Well, what about your replacement for Bullets Over Broadway? What are you looking? Is it just going to be any replacement? Or maybe are you going to go at this sexual abuse issue directly?
We are thinking very carefully about this. We've applied for the rights for a performance that I think will address this really beautifully. But until we get that, I can't say. But certainly, yes, we're programming in context now.
And any final thoughts, Warren Etheridge, on this?
Jerry Seinfeld said something recently which I liked. He said, if you knew everything about everyone, you wouldn't like anyone. And and I think that is a concern for us, is that if we looked at any artist or any individual too closely, we may not like what we find. However, that means that we should gauge them by the art itself and what it is actually, how it's actually benefiting us as a society and as an audience.
Good question. How is the art benefiting us, and how do you take the artist into account? Warren Etheridge, founder, curator, Walla Walla Movie Crush Festival. He's been a curator for One Reel Film Festival at Bumbershoot, programmer for Seattle International Film Festival, and Dominique Cantwell, executive director of the Bainbridge Performing Arts Center. She and her team decided not to put on Bullets Over Broadway by Woody Allen. Thanks to both of you for this conversation.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.